Last time on the Guild of Brackheart, our adventurers woke up outside the city of Ashbourne, to which they ended up finding out that the name wasn't the only thing that was Ash. They saw that it was pretty dark in the distance, and when they arrived, it looked like the entire city was burned down and there was soot everywhere. They looked around, and there was not a soul alive that they could find. A couple of people dead. A lot of houses destroyed. But then something caught Dying Ninja's eye. A shadow moving down in the darkness, down an alleyway. They followed. They ended up catching up to the person and actually getting some information on what happened in the city. This person was a looter. He did not live in the city, and he described that the city burned down when the king returned. There was a coup, and the king, and he had no idea where the king was. Our adventurers then went to the palace, just straight to business, to find the king. Donnie ended up approaching the king, who was limp, very weak in the chair. He did everything in his power besides help him drink a potion to heal him. Eventually, the king was strong enough to drink some of the potion and was able to tell him what all happened. Not happy with his story, Gnomeface called him some names and stabbed him. Which was weird, because Gnomeface was supposed to be the diplomat of the group. But then, the leader of the coup popped out of the wall and had some words back and forth with them. Donnie felt his masculinity threatened and decided to pick a fight. This is where we jump in. Our adventurers took out his protective hounds and are just focusing on the coup leader. All right, how was that?
Pretty close.
That was good. I feel like these summaries are getting more and more concise.
Well, I mean, you guys didn't do a lot in terms. It just, like, if it's a whole lot of role playing throughout one session, those ones are the ones that are hard to recap because a lot happens. A couple fights, and that can extend time quite a bit.
True.
By the way, I am upset that Gnomeface is the one who stabbed the king. I was going to do it. I was just wanted to be sure he didn't have anything useful to say, and I still wasn't even sure.
There were three people.
I was the one who went into this all diplomatic, but when he said that he bled and hit on his throne while his knights fought the rebellion, like, I couldn't take that anymore. I had to stab him. He deserved death.
That's well, at least I threw him off of his chair before he died.
Alright, that's equivalent to kicking dirt in his face when he's already dying on the ground. Like,
hey.
Like, yes, you did something, but did it really help?
It didn't hurt.
Yeah, and I just want to make it clear that you went in intending on being diplomatic, but then you end up killing him.
I did. I did indeed. He was a shit person. He deserved to die.
True that.
Yep, that's very true. I set him up. He was a bad king.
Yeah, you did set him up.
If anyone would know if he's a good king, it would be me.
Zero yeah. Redeeming qualities. The painting on the picture was quite clear. Bad guy must die.
So, we're in the middle of this fight here. If I remember correctly, we killed the dogs and we just got Magma Fucker. And it looks like it's my turn in the turn order.
You just went.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I can see back to the last.
The last roll was you rolling a d10.
But what was right before that?
Me?
Yeah. So you did your turn, you attack twice. There's two damage. Because your D8 rapier and your D4 something or another. And then I rolled the...
Oh, that's because I'm enchanting my weapon with my water blade. My water shower skill.
Yeah. But then I did the terrain damage to you. And yeah, so it's this guy's turn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, where did that book go? I think it was page 168. Does that sound right to you guys?
172.
189.
You know, I'm actually going to... Ooh. Any final guesses?
69.
Oh, well, you were closer with your first one. It's 183.
Nah.
183.
You were close with the 189.
Wow.
Oh, I wish it was 17 killer. That'd be... What is 17?
Oh, great. We're gonna have a fucking dragon.
Oh, God.
The
I don't...
Dragons aren't in the beginning of the book.
It's alphabetical, man. There could be a... Ether dragon on page 17.
No, it's a planetar.
Planetar doesn't sound less dangerous than a dragon.
It doesn't.
Challenge level 16. Yeah, I need to show you guys this the picture of what it is. Give me 1 second, because it's actually pretty cool. It's like a winged paladin.
Yeah, dude, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it really does.
Fantastic.
So it doesn't sound like something we really want to deal with right now.
All right, look at the stream.
That's it does look quite awesome. I don't want to fight it.
I'm getting a little lava man.
Okay. It's still early.
Look, James.
Thing looks like it would be able to blink me out of existence.
I didn't look at the attacks, but there's a list of them. All right, drink enough. You're good. Oh yeah. So this guy is gonna attack. I don't know who he was aggroed on, but he's gonna attack both of you. How does that sound?
Okay with it. I mean, it's mostly been me, but, I don't really want any more of that. I've had enough.
A natural 20 and a 21?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll hit.
I can't.
Can you turn the button down, please, buddy?
Whoa.
Don't do it. I'm trying to show you what this sign says.
Alright, so 11 to Gnome Face and a 14 to Dying Danger.
Donnie,
it's your turn.
Juma Life City.
Okay. King of Regeneration, plus one. Okay, I am going to... I mean, quick attacking does seem quite impotent. I think I'm going to risk it with a power attack. Can I double power swing using only 15% HP, or do I have to know mine is like 15% twice?
Really?
Yeah.
No, you can power swing once and use your regular attack a second time.
Okay. Yeah, you've only ever been able to power swing once.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would have to do it twice. You would have to take 15% of your max HP twice.
I'm just going to do a normal swing, shield swing. Let's try.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Any day now.
Waiting on you.
He froze.
Did he die?
What?
Stop dying.
I'm not.
Get a new computer.
Oh. Did I miss something?
A natural 20.
Yep.
And a 12.
Yeah.
The net 20 hits.
Well, if a nat 20 missed, I'd be super pissed.
Okay, so double the initial roll, right? So 16 damage on the swing. D20 plus. And then my shield bash, which is a D6, I believe. Hits with a 23, I assume. For 8 damage.
Hold on. Your shield bash was the 5.
No. I swung twice in shield bash. That's an action that you allowed. Two average swings. No abilities. Since I dual wield and I have a double strike. So
you're not using power swing?
Right.
No.
Oh, okay. 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 So I was just making sure.
Two very average swings and a shield bash. Which also seems to be my potent action I've taken against this guy so far.
Well, your net 20 was nice.
Yeah. So.
You take 12 fire damage. Are you going to move or stay where you're at?
Ouch. I take 12?
Yeah.
Can I move after all the things I've just done?
Well, you use actions, but you haven't done move actions.
I kind of go, yahoo! I can't take the heat no more, gnome face. I'm going to book it right over here. All right.
Oh,
what? I hop, skip, and I jump over here to this grid.
No.
Yeah.
You can come over here. You can come over here. You can't cross in front of him.
Oh, okay. Well, I go over here.
Okay.
That's my action.
It's Demi's turn.
She's gonna dual heal me.
Okay.
What's the bonus on her heal? I think it's a 3. That's awesome. So I get 16 life back.
Okay.
And that'll end her turn.
Okay. It's Willa's turn.
Okay. She is doing all right, so she's going to just come down and use her flurry of swipes. 10d20 plus 6. Okay. So, more than 20... More than 20.
23, 22, 16, 16, unnatural 20, 25, 19, 17, natural 20, and 18.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
You did that a lot faster than I could have.
5 hit.
Okay.
I mean, that was a solid round. Anyone else? And you've been doing 10 hits of damage.
Yeah. Probably. 5, 4. Okay, so that's plus 5, 20 damage altogether.
What do you 22 want to
actually. Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5.
That last 2 is doubled.
Oh, okay.
It's an at 20.
Nice. We're dealing a lot of damage to this guy this turn.
Thing. Willow takes 8 damage.
Okie doke.
That's a second. 9 damage. There's a plus 1 to that.
Oh. Okay, so. Okay.
Gnomeface, you're up.
I have an additional 1.
Right. See if I can fuck him up. Yeah, let's see what my bonuses are. Cannot remember those from day to day. I get plus. It's agility for hit, right?
For rapier, yes.
Yeah, so plus 4, plus 5, plus 6 and 7.
I forgot you guys' bonuses were this much. I would have made his AC higher.
like absolute dog shit. Yeah, I missed both my swings.
What were they?
Yeah, I got a 16 and a nat 1.
Yeah, you miss.
Yep.
ACs are fine, Dan. They're fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. Willa just crushed that one.
I did too. And how often does that actually happen, though?
Too much of this fight.
That, I'm going to end my turn.
Alright. You take 11 fire damage.
11? Are you kidding me? It's in that one. Come on. That's a crit failure, man.
I think it's getting hotter.
I think so, too.
It's just straight damage. There's no hit.
Don't care. Crit failure.
Potentially take 20 damage passively per turn.
Ooh. Yeah. You guys blew it off initially until... All right. It's this guy's turn. He goes, all right, he goes to you guys like, oh, you, this, we'll have to reconvene this some other time. And then he stabs his sword in the ground with a giant,
great, I'm right in front of that shit.
He yelled so loud, Dan's mic cut out.
Oh, really? I was too close to my mic.
Happened again. This guy's powerful.
Yeah. That's like Super Saiyan level yelling right there.
So strong, it breaks the fourth wall.
Well, I'll have to test out my mic between sessions. But anyways, in all the cracks of the lava, the thing, the crack ground magma lava spot, fire just rises up.
I'm, like, reaching for my tomahawks. I'm like, no, what?
I have been stabbing him in the knee, if that helps at all.
Noted.
Okay, yeah, fire, pain.
Why, no.
I was totally ready for what happens next, but it wasn't that.
Probably not. I'm probably, like, roasty toasty right now.
Alright.
You'll be alright.
The fire subsides. He's gone.
Oh.
Well, shitty balls.
Well, hey, I guess we scared him away. I mean, of course we scared him away. We're Kingslayers, after all.
Just coming from the guy who just ran out of the lava pit with his panties in a bunch.
I was going to strategically use my tomahawks to throw at him. I have a strategy.
Willow walks down in and she goes, Donnie, he'll be back. Trust me. He said it, but I believe he'll hold up to it.
Well, maybe not soon, though, right?
She just gives you a look.
Well, maybe instead of us being concerned, maybe it's him who should be concerned about us coming back to him. Yeah.
I look at Donnie Danger and I go, dude, that wasn't a wake-up call for you. It sure as fuck was for me. We need to get stronger.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But, like, I mean, we've been trying this whole time to get stronger. When have we ever really stopped?
We just spent, like, a month building our house.
Okay.
For the record, you weren't really there? The amount of time you were actually there when you got your house and gave the plans away was, like, a week and a half?
We just spent, like, a week and a half planning our house. We could have been killing shit.
Suppose we could undertake some more quests of the non-important variety.
I kind of like sigh a little bit and I go, yeah, I'm just panicking. I mean, I almost died there. Usually you're the one that's dead, so.
Well, I had like 31 HP. I'm 46 now. I feel better for some reason, but I mean, I was in the same boat, Gnome Face. Just gotta keep your head up.
You're always in that boat.
True. Not an unfamiliar ride.
But building our house is important, too. We need to get a base of operations going.
Well, first things first, a house isn't going to help us in a rematch.
Nope. No, it's not. We definitely need to grind our skills better.
Plus, in order to improve the house, we're going to need money. So maybe two birds with one stone, we do some quests for gold.
Our house is supposed to be our guild headquarters as well, so we should be getting quests through the owlry.
There we go. Let's start there. Maybe nothing so grand as killing a king in a burned kingdom. Just, you know, do something for some villagers.
We just saved, like, an entire village.
Well, they didn't really ask us to. They didn't even thank us. I don't think we got any reward for it either. I don't think it was honest, honestly.
I kind of look at Willow and I go, maybe we should hire out Willow and have her go sing for money.
She's like, hey, we put on a concert for you guys. It's not my fault that you ended up in an alleyway.
I wasn't the one in the alleyway. That was him.
Hey.
That she goes, that's why I was talking to Donnie.
I mean, they should have noticed me. You know, maybe they could have thanked me by letting me cut in line or something. I don't know. You'd think saving like 14 villagers would counteract the bad karma of cutting in line.
Killer's telling you guys to go train.
Yeah. I agree. We do need some training.
Wholeheartedly.
I have a few ideas in progress, but I need to level up some skills to get them.
I have an idea, too. I think I need to get better at swinging my sword.
That's all you ever do is swing that stupid sword.
By the way, Gnome Face, you take 21 points of damage.
Why am I dying?
Because you're still standing on the lava pit.
I thought that thing dispelled.
Yeah, I thought it was gone.
It's still on the map.
There. No longer in the lava.
Yeah, but you still take 21 points of damage. Donnie, you take 9.
Oh, no.
I mean, you guys just decide to, like, there's fire that came out of the ground, and you guys decide to have a conversation while the rocks below you are just massively hot. Which I'm sort of surprised. You're kind of
devious, because you've never done this to us before.
I gotta keep you on your toes. Which I'm really surprised you guys stayed on there as long, because you guys didn't pick up on the fact of my rolls. I kept telling you damage, but you never actually like looked, and you would have seen every time I rolled, like the plus blah 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 kept getting higher and higher.
Well, I noticed. I just didn't care because I wasn't close to dead yet. Healing me, and I wanted to hit with my rapier because I felt like this was a big bad, and most of my power comes from my rapier. All of my spells are kind of underpowered right now.
You're lucky I roll a 20 on my a full 10 on the last one, and I rolled a 1.
I was only able to tell it was getting hotter when you rolled a nat 1 and dealt more damage to Gnome Face than I took. like, the first few times I got burned, I'm like, that was the minimum? That was more than I've been getting. It must be getting hotter.
Yeah, most of those rolls were, like, below 5. So, all right. So yeah, after that, the mysterious person's gone. You guys don't know their name. The dogs have been burned out. And the king's body's just kind of laying there, kind of on fire by now.
Does he have, I cast shower dance on the area to put out the lava.
All right. It hardens.
I go to his body and I check if he has any sort of token or marker that's distinguishable that I can bring back to his brother to show that he's dead. Or his nephew, I guess. Nephew or brother, either one.
I mean, he has his crown. He also has his armor that's has his crest on it. Other than that, if you want more, you're going to have to roll for it.
Well, I'll roll forward to see what we get, but at the same point, I'm going to take the crown, not about peel armor off a dead guy. I rolled a 3.
Alright, you don't see the weapon on his side.
Okay. I walk away with the crown, and I say to the group, we'll take this back to Brockhart. To show that the deed is done, Mufasa will no longer be an issue, and at the same point, we should probably warn the prince about the mysterious fuckface.
I mean, I know he was on fire, but was the crown the only thing he had on him?
Well, he had armor, but I wasn't about to peel his armor off his body. You want to peel his armor off his body? Go for it.
I'll pass.
It won't fit you anyways.
Yeah, it'd probably be a long and unpleasant experience trying to pry it from a burnt corpse anyway.
That's all I noticed was the armor.
Eh. Let's get back to Brockhart.
Let's take the long way. Kill some animals. Maybe some bandits. Who knows? Maybe
rest up before the night somewhere?
Well, yeah. Definitely got to rest for it. But, you know, take the long way back. Maybe make a trip out of it.
I mean, sure, we could do that. I'd rather do quests proper than fight stuff at, you know, randomly by the wayside.
Well, again, she's like, I'm pretty sure the king and the prince are waiting for us to return. I'm sure there'll be quests by the time we get back to do.
Okay, fine. We'll have it your way. I say, pouting a little bit as I walk up to Demi.
I mean, I know it's fun to just randomly do stuff, but I'd rather do proper questing. That way we get paid for it by somebody. And sooner we get to Brockhart, deliver the crown, sooner we can do proper questing.
Okay. I already agreed to do it your way. Jeez. Way to beat a dead horse.
Let's go. Right. And we're going.
Gone.
So you guys start walking. Well, boop. Okay. Yeah. You guys start walking out. And we're going to go... Where are you guys? There you are. We're going to go back to the city. Once it loads up. There we go. There, you're outside the palace in the ruined city. What would you like to do from here?
I mean, is the fire done? You know, this whole place is done burning, right?
Yeah, it was done burning by the time you got here.
Maybe we could find shelter and rest somewhere instead of setting up camp by the side of a road somewhere.
Sure.
Definitely seems like a simple and easy solution to being near death.
Yeah, I'd say it's like in a normal 24-hour time or day cycle. It's like 3 p.m. You kind of did this stuff in the middle of the day. So, you have time to look around the city if you wish.
Yes, let's stake out a building that's not about to collapse.
I make a suggestion that me and Demi will go this way to look at buildings. Why don't you and Willow go this way if you run into any trouble? Send up a warding. Neither one of you can cast magic, can you?
Nope. Well, I mean, Willow can... You can cast Fog or something like that.
Have Willow throw up a smoke bomb so we can see the smoke signal. And if we run into trouble, I'll throw up a firebolt so you can see the fire.
I mean, it is cast cover, so I don't know how clear that's going to be from a distance, but I'm okay.
That's my suggestion, and I'm sticking to it.
Alright.
Alright, who wants to go first?
Mm-hmm. I can go first.
Alright, where are you headed?
I'm going to generally peruse between sections 11 and 12 for suitable resting areas. And then go past 12, between 12 and 10, once I'm sure there's nothing good there.
Alright, I'm feeling lazy, so roll a d20.
A 7!
You see a lot of burnt buildings, but all these ones have their roofs burned off.
Darn it. Okay, on to sections 12 through 10. Roll another 20?
Yeah.
Oh, 10!
I mean, it's pretty much the same here. You see a couple buildings with, like, partial roofs, but nothing really stands out to you.
We're getting quite far away from the re-meet grounds, but sections 10 through 15 does look promising. Let's go there and roll. Do another inspection. A 13 this time.
You find a house that's kind of... You kind of look at it, you're like, how is that still together? But it's in one piece. It just looks black and charred. The door is partially there. Do you wish to go inside?
Yeah, I open the door.
You kind of like touch the door and it kind of like breaks in half, but it swings open. You can tell it was a house. It wasn't like a shop. There's a nice little kind of spacious room that you walk into. In the other room, there's a little bit of what looks like a kitchen. There's some stairs to go upstairs. But yeah, it looks like it could be suitable.
Well, what do you think? I don't trust the stairs, but if we were to rest on the first floor, do you think we'd all be okay?
She goes, as long as we don't get attacked by looters, we'll be fine.
Well, looters have a lot to pick from. I don't think they would want to attack us when there's so much free real estate around here.
She goes, yeah, you make a good point there.
So I think we got a good spot here. We could go further out, but a bit eager to meet up back with Gnome Faith. Tell him of the, fine abode we found.
And on that note, we're going to switch to Numface and Demi.
Sounds good. The first place I want to check is the temples, if they look still whole or not.
How lucky are you feeling?
Not very, but do what I do.
Alright, roll for it.
Bam! A 15.
You find a couple temples that are actually all in one piece. They look burned. But yeah, they're in one piece.
I ask Demi if any of these temples are... Fuck, I still gotta find a god for her. Any of these temples are designated to her god.
That's a good question. She goes, this one over here, it's not my god per se, but it's related to my god. Does that help?
Sure. I go on that one.
You guys walk in. The inside looks like in one piece. You know, still looks a little charred and whatnot, but yeah.
I found our god.
Okay. What's your god?
Luru. Lurue.
Who?
Luru. Lurue. It's the queen of talking beasts. She's a goddess of intelligence, talking beasts. She's worked by many. Or unicorns, mostly. Intelligent non-human creatures, as well as by romantic and swashbuckling adventurers. It's perfect. It fits us awesomely.
I can see it.
So, that's her god.
Alright.
Alright, anyway. So, go in the temple. I ask if there's any way she can pray to her goddess. See if there's... if this, or if there is a viable place around here. That's kind of why I wanted to go to the temples in the first place.
Okay, if there's a suitable place to sleep?
Yeah, basically pray to see if there's any advice, or if this is, or if there's any protection she can place on this being a holy temple.
Oh, in that way. Okay. She gives it her, she's like, yeah, I can give it my best shot. She goes down and she goes to the altar. And she goes to, and she starts praying. It's going to take a couple minutes.
Yep. I'm cool with that. I actually go out at that time, and I, knowing that this is a pretty solid building, and it's tied to her god as well, I shoot up a fireball stating, like, you know, come this way.
Are we close enough to see that fireball?
Both of you roll a d20. It's a perception check.
So charisma?
Not you. Donnie and Willow.
No.
So, like, 14 and...
Willow sees the fireball. What, right. Roll a 21 or whatever?
Something like that.
Yeah. Willis sees the fireball and she's like, oh, they found something or they're in trouble. We should go look.
Let's book it right on over there.
Okay, so apparently they're sprinting towards you. Gnomeface, what are you going to do in the meantime?
Puddle around. Actually, no, I won't puddle around. Well, kind of. I'm going to summon my water elemental. And I want him to do something kind of specific. I want him to clean the temple with his water. To help Demi, because, you know, God's like when you do shit for him.
Okay. To put it simply. You summon your little water elemental, and you give him the directions. And he starts spraying off the stone of the building. And the bricks. That'll take some time, but in the end, the building looks a cleaner.
Okay. Well, that's what I do. Well, I'm waiting for Demi to pray and Doofus and Willow to show up, trying to help our benefits of getting a safe place to sleep.
All right. So, yeah, while he's spraying that, Dying Danger and Willow walk up on you.
We're hot. Puff, you know, we were going fast. Are you guys in danger?
No. Found a temple. It's relatively whole. It's not specifically to Demi's goddess, but somebody related to her goddess, and she's now praying for either a safe place to sleep or to make this a safe place to sleep. Whichever.
Well, I looked at the house. Does it seem steady? Can I roll a perception check?
It's sure. A temple, not a house.
The 11, does it look better than the last place I found?
This one looks sturdy.
I say, yes, gnome face. Excellent. Not only is this house better in quality than the one I found, but it's also a house of a god.
Temple.
Temple. Temple. House of a God. Temple. Okay, temple.
You can call a temple a house of a god.
Yeah, but he's been calling it house the entire time.
Yeah.
He just added the house of a god at the end there.
That's fair. Okay. All right. So while you guys are arguing whether it's a house or a temple, Demi walks to the door.
I look to her and I go, "How'd things go, beautiful?"
She goes, "Well, they promised us protection for the night."
Sweet. Well, that didn't take long, so we can either start resting up now or explore and see if we can find anything the looters have missed.
All in all, it's taken like 2 hours since you guys left the building.
Yeah, we still got a couple hours.
Well, we can also get a full night's rest without, you know, pulling guard shifts for once.
Well, we can do that anyway. If it's been a couple hours since we left, we're looking at it being about 5 o'clock-ish right now, which means we still got like 3 hours before we'd have to go to bed to get a proper long rest.
I suppose we could do some light looting.
Cool. I want to go to the Ghetto of Scholars. I'm going to leave my summoned elemental here to keep cleaning the building, though.
Yep.
And I think Demi's going to stay here and commune with her goddess, if she can. But I'm going to go.
I'll allow it.
Being promised protection and all, she should be all right. If I went to the Ghetto of Artisans, they make shit, right? Maybe I can find some good smithing tools there.
You go there?
Yep, hopefully I'll find some good stuff to, you know, add to my kit. Some tools that have survived the fire. Willow, you're free to join me. The ghetto one as well. Maybe you'll find, some flutes or something. I don't know what you're into.
You didn't move yet. She goes to you. Yeah, I'm going to go off on my own. I'm going to see what I can find. And plus, I can run faster without you. Without having to worry about you.
Yes. Alright. Bold and capable as always. Well, meet you back at the temple.
Okay. Numface, you're at the Ghetto Scholars. I mean, it's a whole bunch of houses. They all have different, like, magic stuff in them. If you're looking for anything specific, state what it is and then roll for it.
Like I asked at the last bookstore, I want to find either a book that'll help me with this or a manual or something. I want to be able to manipulate my spells. Not change them per se, but like change the shape. So instead of shooting a fire bolt, I could change it to a fire dagger or fire arrow or a fire lance so that it does like blunt or piercing damage specifically. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I want to be able to do that. Basically, I'm looking for like a basic magic manipulation so I can change all my spells and give them a little bit more utility. Instead of just being basically a fireball, a lightning ball, and an earthen shield.
So, is that the only thing you're looking for?
I need some water spells. Because all I've got is shower dance, and that's starting to actually really affect me.
Okay,
But actually, I have, before you say anything, I actually do have a plan for this. I want to reach out with my magical senses and try to sense any books that give off a magical signature so that I can go through them and see if there are anything I want. Is that doable?
Okay. It's doable, but the books themselves now won't necessarily be enchanted. Not normally. I mean, I'll let you roll for that one.
Well, do you want me to make two rolls then? One a general search and one the magic search, or just the one roll?
Well, I was going to say, if you're doing this, we'll roll one per hour.
I got an 11.
Well, aren't you guys going to be looking around for like 3-4 hours?
About 3-ish, yeah.
Actually, we roll 6. One for half per half hour.
So, so five more. Wow. 14, 14, 18, 23, and the 15.
Oh, well, I mean, they weren't terrible.
No, not bad.
Alright, so you find this book. It doesn't feel magical, but... And it looks kind of a little burned. But you can make it out. What you can see is forbidden. And what would be a word. In the bottom, it's the art of changing. Or the art of blank spells. No, actually, that line you can read. It says the art of changing spells.
Forbidden art of changing spells. That's specs. Okay. Really?
This thing.
My son's playing Pokemon, and he was talking to his Pokemon, and he said, "Ah, punch him in the face."
I don't think it was one of the four moves.
You're a great influence on him.
I blame you two.
What?
That's all dying.
I right say there. Stab him. Stab him in the face.
Is that all I get? The one skill book?
Yeah.
Okay. Head back to the temple then.
Dying danger.
Okay, so I'm not just looking for tools. I mean, that's mostly what I'm looking for. I'm hoping to get a nice hammer of my own, but I was offered a quest to get some iron from the capital city, which is now burnt. I was assuming imports, or exports if they mine their own here, would be in the artisan district. So hopefully I'll find some good iron.
I forgot about that. Good memory. All right.
Thank you.
What was that, Gnomeface?
I said he's probably got it written down. His memory is like the worst of the three of us. He's got to have that written down somewhere.
All right.
Well, my luck's also the worst of the three of us.
What'd you roll?
A nat 1, a 4, a 2, a 3, and a 15 and a 13.
Wow. Right. Yeah, that is pretty shit.
You don't find any tools, but you find a wagon that has a lot of ores on it. It looks like rocks. But they don't look like the normal rocks that you see on the side of the road.
I'm assuming my experience working at the School of Pounding has at least given me some knowledge as to what ore looks like.
Yeah, so I mean, you can tell they look like ore.
I take what looks like it might have, you know, its weight's worth in ore, and leave anything that looks like it's like 80% fucking useless rock. Because, you know, we can only carry so much. I try to take the finest chunks I can and haul it back.
You're not going to get much for a couple chunks.
Oh. Well, I guess I take everything I can find.
It's a wagon full.
Oh. Oh, but, okay.
Yeah, so you find a wagon full of these ores, but one of the wheels is burned up.
I guess I'm really going to have to put my back there, you know. Actually, hold on. Do I have time to look for, like, a replacement wheel?
Well, this is coming from the guy who was bragging about his upgrade to 21 strength not too long ago.
It would be an awkward carry. It's not like a matter of being too weak. It's just, you know, it's a degrading wagon. Okay.
You can look for a wheel, but you'll get back to the temple later.
Okay, I try my best to break it or drop it.
Wait, you're breaking or dropping what?
Dragging.
The wagon. Oh. I try to roll it while supporting the weight as best as I can.
So you're not looking for a new wheel?
No, I guess I don't really have time for that. I am trying to be careful with this wagon, though.
Okay. Let's see how fast you go. Roll 3d20 plus strength.
Not much better. 19, a 2, and a 7, so that'd be like a 24, a 7, and a 12.
Not right. Bad. Not great.
So you end up, all right, I found a good like lift point, and you start rolling. So the one wheel is pretty decent, but the other one is not working. So you take the place, you like grab by the axle, and you hold the side, and you start rolling it towards the temple.
Yep. How far do I get?
You get about like halfway there, and then you're putting a lot of pressure on like the frame, and like the top kind of starts cracking.
Oh.
And you think to yourself, you're like, I need to find a replacement for this wheel. Otherwise, the way I'm gripping this is going to break it.
Okay, I am going to take a little bit of time out of my rest to try and find a replacement for the wheel.
Okay.
Do I roll anything?
Yeah. You can roll.
D20. 17.
Well, first you roll it down the halfway there, and you end up finding a merchant cart that looks like it has an intact wheel attached to it.
Hey, screw replacing the wheel. I can just put all the ore in this cart. That would probably actually be faster than trying to, you know, just take a wheel off, put it on. So no, I bring the new.
The wagon. Okay. The wagon is to like three times the size of that merchant cart.
Oh, okay. Well, I take a wheel off the merchant cart then.
All right, you take the wheel off and you attach it. I'll let you roll a d20 just for shits and giggles.
It was solid thinking, though. But I applaud your thinking on that, of just using that one.
Thank you.
You successfully attach it.
Okay, no mishaps, no tragedies. Let's carry on with this wagon. Carry on with this wagon. it was bad. Okay.
Right. You're strong enough. You grab the front, you start walking, and the wagon pulls behind you, and you make your way to the temple. Before you get there, it's everyone else's turn. You guys are right back there, and Dying Danger is not back yet.
I'm trying to do this without being meta. So I have to think about my wording. Give me a second.
All right, how about we take a quick break while you think of that?
Sounds good to me. Okay. All right,
Gnome Face, what are you going to do?
All right, so we all get back. We notice that by the arranged, Doofus still isn't here. I say to Willow and Demi, I go, I think he's probably fine. I didn't hear any screaming or shouting, which is normally does. But even if I wanted to go look for him, I really can't without magic. So we need to at least take a short rest. If he's not back within 3 hours, then we go looking for him.
Willow chimes in. Yeah. He's a grown man, we think.
He'll be at least physically.
And it's not like we haven't been sleeping on the dirt the last how many days?
True. No, the cold hard floor of the burnt down temple ain't gonna be much better.
So you guys are discussing this, and then it you guys head inside.
Yep.
Do you sit up, like, talking, drinking a little bit, or do you just go to bed?
I share with both Demi and Willow the book I found, and I go, I'm hoping, I talk to him, and I go, I know it says forbidden, but I'm really hoping this leads what I've been looking for. I need to get some I need to get some versatility in my magic. It's starting to become just, yeah. Not as awesome as I'd like it to be.
Willow goes, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I was wondering why you didn't really have any water spells yet, but I figured you weren't specializing in that direction.
Well, I still don't really have much for water. I have my shower dance skill, and for a while I really did think it was enough just to have one of every element, but I'm starting to doubt myself now, so... That lava guy was really, he was an eye-opener for me. I thought we were cream of the crop, and then we kind of almost got our asses whooped. If he hadn't run away, we'd have been fooked.
Sure, yeah. That makes sense. She chimes in, check out the book I found. And she shows you a pretty together book. It reads, fist and foot combat, or fist and foot techniques, the art of throwing your opponent.
Oh, are you looking to branch out into some more martial techniques? Or are you thinking about giving that to the doofus?
No, he's not quick enough to learn this. I've been practicing this one move and I'm almost done. I just need a little extra help with it.
Well, I'm not one for sparring, so yeah, just tell Donnie that you want to train with him and just beat him around the block for a little bit. I'm sure he'd love it.
He goes, oh yeah, my plan exactly. That's why we're having that fighting studio in the new place, right?
Well, it's more of an arena-ish area, but yeah.
Okay, you guys are discussing, and it gets close to the time when you're about to head off to, or like, lay down and go to sleep. Donnie, you approach from at the outside.
I knock on the door, it's me. Not a looter.
Showed up, you asshole.
Wait, do you actually knock?
Well, yeah, because it could be a looter. I mean, I have to let him know that it's me.
Alright, if you're knocking, Gnomeface, you hear a knock on the door.
Who is it?
It's me, Donnie.
About time you show up.
Yeah, I open up the door.
What took you so long?
Well, I did have a task from a person in Wayside Village. What is it called? Hammerfell. Yeah, the smithy in Hammerfell had a quest to collect some iron. I found some ore in the Ghetto of Artisans. And since we're trying to get into questing, I thought we could do one on the way there. But I'm probably going to need some help carrying all this stuff. After all, I needed a wagon just to get it all over here.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we can figure something out. Maybe take the wagon with us?
It's not a bad idea. It's going to make the trip there a little bit longer, though.
And we do have our mounts tied up outside the city as well.
Yeah, I suppose. If we got saddlebags.
Well, I more so meant use the mounts to pull the wagon.
Oh, hey, even better idea. There we go. collect ourselves a nice little prize on the way back to Brockhart.
Speaking of which, just shakes her head and she's like, what would we do if it wasn't for, what would you do if it wasn't for Gnome Face, Donnie?
Probably be killing boars in the starting area. Wait, no. I didn't just say that.
She laughed, like, you know, I'd believe that.
No, let me think of that one a bit. You sprung that one up on me. Wait, Willow. What were you looking for?
She responds like, "Oh, I was just looking to see if there was anything to learn, like information-wise on like fighting techniques."
Find anything?
She's like, just one crummy book. Thought I'd give it a read.
I'm not much of a reader, unless it's got pictures in it.
She flips through it really quickly, like fanning the pages. She's like, no pictures.
No, not a book for me then.
Well, I wasn't going to give it to you.
I wasn't going to ask for it.
She looks at you, she's like, you literally were about to ask me for it if it had pictures in it.
Yeah, if it had pictures in it. It's yours. I hope you enjoy it.
Say, so, I'm sure I will.
Alright. Well, it's been far too long. Maybe we should all enjoy a good rest.
Yeah, definitely need some rest.
Alright, at this point, it's late in the night. You guys head off to bed, and you sleep. There's a couple of sounds outside, but none of you are disturbed by it. You're like, oh, it's just looters. And you get up in the morning.
Sweet deal. I feel great. I feel awesome. I can do this. I just feel alive again. Invigorated. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm the only one who gets excited coming back from the brink of death. Well, he
gets up stretching, like, oh, should have a nice quick ride back to Brockhart at this rate.
Peter's taking a poop.
41 seconds. He's taking a poop.
Hello.
Hello.
I think he said his computer's taking a poop.
Hold on, I gotta get out of Discord and get back on. My computer is acting up.
Get a new computer.
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome.
My computer just went all buggy.
Well, glad you're back.
Did I miss anything? I just asked how everybody feels, and Willow was about to say something.
You need a new computer, that's what Willow says.
And that's what everyone says.
Yeah, Willow. She chimed in, she's like, oh yeah, I'm feeling great this morning. We should be a pretty quick ride back.
I like to think. We are stopping by Hammerfell on the way back, right? Like, there wasn't some, like, alternate... What?
It is on the way.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure there wasn't some weird leaving route or something I wasn't paying attention to. Alright. Let's get ready to go. Yeah, that was a good rest.
You guys get up prepping for the day. You guys grab all your stuff and you head on out. And Donnie, you're reminded that you have this giant wagon to haul back.
I say, guys, wait up for me, guys.
Oh, we have to get our mounts first.
So they're start walking towards the gate, and Donnie lifts up the front of the wagon and starts to pull it.
Yeah, I try to keep up as best as I can without putting undue pressure on the wagon.
You're undue pressure.
No, I'm not. I'm perfectly acceptable amount of pressure.
All right. So you guys get to the front gate. You're going to grab your mounts. Donnie, I'm assuming you're attaching the wagon to your mount.
No, it's too late, buddy. Too late.
Yes, I am.
All right, you do so. And you guys start. Do you wish to leave right away?
There's nothing else we need to do around here, right, guys? I'm ready to go right now.
I actually don't think there's anything else we have to do in this area.
All right. You guys start heading out?
Yep, straight to Hammerfell.
You guys are on the path. So it was a, 2-day travel from Hammerfell? Or was it a 1-day travel?
I think it was a 1-day.
Capital, it was only a day.
Yeah, it feels like it was just a day.
Yeah, Capital was a day. actually, Capital was like half a day. And then, back to Brockhart, it was 2-day travel.
Okay, yeah, so you guys have to spend one night along the way.
Yeah.
But, so, you guys are... Do you try to stop where you were before? That's the question.
I say go as long as we can.
Yeah. It's short enough that even if we try to ride throughout the night, we would still get to town and, you know, be able to hit up an inn. It was a very short distance between Hammerfell and Ashbourne, as far as I remember.
Shark.
Alright, so you guys are going, you're going a little slower, and I should switch you guys.
No, you're not watching Nick tonight. Because tonight is Friday night, and I have D&D. So no Nick.
Alright, so you guys start going along the way. And all of a sudden, you guys take a... You hit the... No, this wasn't an intersection. Anyway, so you guys are going along the way. And there's a huge herd of people. That come up around you guys. Because you guys are moving kind of slow.
Like a herd of people move up on us.
Like all on horses.
Yeah, like I'm waving. Like, hey. Hi. What's up? Did any of them do anything?
Yeah, they surround you.
Darn it.
Does anybody step forward?
Not yet. Do you guys want to stop, or do you guys want to try pushing your way
through? Yeah. If we're surrounded, I want to stop.
Yeah, I'm going to stop. Can we help you?
Hold on, Donnie. You will get your chance. This is what got you in trouble last time.
Yeah, don't talk. I don't need you getting your ass kicked by villagers again.
I'm being meta here, but, like, give me a minute. Alright. So you guys are surrounded. And one of the guys, or a group of three of them, kind of, like, come forward. And they, like, step forward. They're like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Are these the people? And you hear someone from the crowd or from the group like, yeah, these are them. So one of the leaders, what look to be the leaders, they're like, so we hear you guys didn't pay your taxes.
I look at her confused and I go, I wasn't even asked to pay taxes.
They turn to look at the guy who they asked beforehand. Is this true? And then the other person responds. Well, those three don't look familiar. That one. And he points at Red Dying Danger. He's the one who killed the other horse.
Did you prove that?
You say that as the woman who was, or the leader is about to be like, oh, well, she's like, wait. So, sir, did you kill a horse? Did you evade our taxes? Do you know what? Yeah. Is it true you killed one of the horses of one of the collectors?
Certainly don't remember killing an animal. I didn't do that, did I?
I don't know. before she gets much farther, though, I go, hold on one second. I understand what your group is. I've recently been to Ashbury, and I heard all about the way your king treats people, the giant douchebag that he was. I want to let you know that the city is empty, and you no longer have needs to live in the outskirts like bandits, and if you and your fine people were to go to Ashburn right now, you could probably save a good chunk of the city and end up, you know, rulers in your own right, rather than just bandits on the road trying to survive.
She looks appalled.
Something smell bad?
Did sir, I think I get what you're trying to say, but shame on you for assuming that we're in a poor quality of life what we're doing. The city and civilization that we have matched what Ashbourne was before it fell.
Okay, well, I apologize for my assumption and figured that living the life of bandits could not have been a glorious, honorable life. I apologize for the assumption. I am just stating now quite clearly that if you went to the state that you clearly follow in your own lives, now would be the time to do it before somebody else moves in. Don't waste time with me and my friends. We're on our way out and you'll never see us again. Right now would be the time to pounce on getting Ashburn back to where you want it.
Cheers. We have no need for Ashbourne. Ashbourne was just a figurehead. We've been living on our own for the past however many years. We've established ourselves and we live comfortably. And now that Ashbourne has fallen, the smaller districts can finally be allowed to prosper. All we ask is the people that use these roads pay forth their taxes so that these roads can continue to be as nice as they are.
Well, but how much is your taxes?
Let's go ahead, sorry.
So how much is your taxes?
She says, oh, yeah, it's 100 florins.
Per person?
Per person. 300 for that wagon there.
I go, look. Again, I apologize for my assumption. I really thought you would be more interested in claiming the city and turning it into what you idolized it to be. But again, I stand corrected. I will pay the Floyds for me and my crew The doofus over there can pay for his wagon. All I ask is that we part ways amicably before my friend ends up saying something stupid and pissing you guys off.
Oh, she goes, yeah, that's all we asked for. It's we just had to come here because the last time someone approached that man of paying his taxes, he just flat out started attacking them. So we had to make sure we came with backup.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I toss her her Floyds.
I give her 300 Floyds.
I look at Doofus and I go, stop attacking random people.
And it wasn't random. It wasn't random. They targeted me.
She goes, they part ways, and it looks like you guys are in the center of a parade because all the people on horses next to you along down the path. And she goes, well, I bid you guys the best of life. And if you ever come on back, make sure you take the left route and come on visit our main city.
Will do, will do.
I grumble on the way back.
And she steps out of your way.
Glorified highwaymen. They could build a city full of highwaymen. They'd still be thieves on the road.
Dude, there's like 20 of them. We couldn't kill them all. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Just hurts to put paint and point such pretty words at such worthless lowlives.
She overhears that and says, what did you call me?
We were away! You didn't hear anything.
We were honestly riding away, okay?
You didn't hear anything.
They're not lowlifes, you ignorant Donnie Musclehead Danger.
They came up to me with taxes without a license. They're lowlifes.
You didn't ask for a license. They said, hey, did you pay your taxes? And you took out your sword. They had no intention in attacking you until you swung at them.
How does somebody come up on a highway, you know, a crossroads asking for taxes, not being a highwayman? Just felt like a reasonable assumption.
Okay, then you and I... Sure, you could call him a highwayman, but I don't think they're the highwayman that you're thinking of. But anyways... you guys end up making your way back to Hammerfell.
Alright.
What was that?
Is it daytime, nighttime?
I mean, you guys were riding for a while, plus you have the wagon, which slowed you down. So, yeah, it's pretty late.
I guess I should ask if they got, like, a storage place for the wagon.
It's, like, the middle of the night. You guys approach the gate from the north?
I asked the stable keep. Oh, wait, there is no stables, are there? We take them into town.
Yeah, we take our mounts into this town and tie them up outside wherever we're staying.
Alright. Is there anything anybody wants to do here?
I kind of want to find that bard.
It's really late. You really think they're going to be...
I'm sure he'll be at the inn playing for all the drunken sailors.
I suppose.
Alright, okay. So let's head to the inn?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, well, you guys get to the inn.
Is there a party?
You guys, casually walk through town, not to try to make any disturbance since it's late at night. Well, I'll move you guys. Don't worry. And you go down and you get to the inn.
How's it looking? Your heroes are back.
There's a group of people that are inside, whatever. Nothing special, but yeah. Ew. Or did you say that when you walked in?
Yeah, I said that as I walked in. Your heroes are back. How's it going?
Roll a d20. Let's make it spicy.
Yeah. It's a 9.
Alright, a handful of, so like, amongst the crowd, half the people look at you, see you, and they're like, alright, it's just someone showing up. You hear a whole bunch of people, another chunk of people, like, who are you? Chiming like that. Like, get out of here, buzzkill! But then you also hear the same amount of people as those last ones who are like, yeah! A shot on me!
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe this place ain't so bad. I come over for that shot.
There's three different people bought you shots, and there's three different mugs in front of you.
The people, do I recognize any of them? Maybe some of them used to wear a robe and were part of a cult.
Roll d20 plus or perception.
A 7.
You just look at everyone, you're like, you know, you all are family to me. We're just gonna drink till the day is done.
Hey-o! And I down the shots.
You don't recognize any of them. You're just like, oh, they're just fellow patrons that are ready to drink, just like me.
All right, let's do this. I down the shots. So you guys recognize me, I say, as I'm getting tipsy.
Before you go too much into your drinking, the rest of you,
mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Is the bard there?
Yes, he's playing in the corner.
Okay. I approach him, wait for his song to end and have, like, an intermission.
Alright, it happens.
I go, hey, I want to invite you to Rock Hard. I think with your playing and Willow here singing, you guys could have a real thing going when we're in the city of Brackhart on all time off. And Willow seemed to enjoy it greatly, so I figured I'd throw out an invitation for you to join us.
He goes, oh, that's where you guys are from.
Well, it's not where we're from, but it is where we're stationed.
Oh, well, yeah, that's... So, in terms of it, that's where you're from before you came here.
Yes.
Well, I will think about it.
Well, we're leaving out tomorrow morning. So if you want to join us, we'll get you a place to stay in our guild hall. For a little bit. If you stay there too long, you will have to pay rent or do services for the guild. But I can at least put you up for a little bit as an incentive to join us while you and Willow get your music business off the ground, as it said.
He goes, I'll have to... I'll think about it, and I'll get back to you. I'll see you tomorrow before you head on out.
Sounds good. After that, I take Demi's hand, go up to our room, and study.
I can hear the hand quotation marks as you're saying that.
I did that on purpose, yes.
Mommy's home!
Demi's like, I would like to actually have a drink first.
Okay, so we have drinks first. I'm not going to argue with the pretty lady.
All right, so you guys chill at the bar a little ways down from Donnie.
Oh, they're still at the bar.
Donnie's wrapped up in people buying shots for him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you guys sit down for a while, chatting. I feel All right, that's a great sign. So yeah, you guys are just hanging out. I think it's later, and you realize, oh, it's closer to morning than it is closer to night. Or closer to dusk. It's closer to dawn than it's closer to dusk. And you decide to head on to bed. How do I want to make Donnie roll?
I am enthralling them with tales of my adventures and how I saved their city and countless others. What?
I think he's going to give you a hangover.
Well, what about these people hearing my grand stories?
That's fine.
So
roll a d20. Just a straight d20. We'll see what happens.
A 19, actually.
I can't beat it from here.
Well, you said you are so caught up in your storytelling that you just can't deprive these people.
It's like a farmer's market for the entire Milwaukee area.
Yeah, that's a good place, by the way. If you're interested, check it out. There's a lot of crafts and stuff besides food. But anyways, Dying Danger, you see, being in your body, the fibers, does not want to deprive these people of the stories that you have to tell them. And you can drink with them.
I regale them with my countless adventures, repping my name and the Guild of Brockhart. I tell them of the time that we slayed the Minotaur, fought the Thunder Lizards, defeated the cult and saved their city, and ventured into Ashbourne hoping to salvage some lives valiantly.
Alright, so the inn kind of winds down later at night, and Donnie, you end up making your way up to bed at some point.
Yeah. Damn, they thought I was so cool.
It is now morning. How early do you guys want to get up?
I'm willing to sleep in, but I need to wake up for business hours so I can deliver this this iron ore.
Oh, you're at least going to be awake during business hours.
So I was sleeping in.
Gnomeface, how early do you want to get up?
Regular time.
That doesn't help. Like daybreak?
Like morning. While after? Like breakfast time, morning.
So,
like dawn-ish. 8 a.m.? Yeah.
Alright. You and Demi and Willow, unless you want to do something in your room, but you three wake up and you guys end up meeting each other. Willow's already awake. You guys are down eating breakfast.
Yep. Eat breakfast. Ask everybody. I let Willow know I invited the bard to our guild to Brockhart and told him he'd have room in our guild if he wished, so that she and him can do a sort of music thing in Brockhart.
Says you did what?
I repeat myself.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, take it or leave it. Either you sing with him or you don't. I just figured it would be a nice gesture.
Well, I thank you, but yeah, a little heads up beforehand would have been.
Well, that's wrong. I'm giving you heads up now.
Heads up afterhand.
Yeah.
She repeats. Yeah, the beforehand part. Yeah, I'm not too much of singing for money. I just did it the one time because everyone was we were trying to lift their spirits and everyone was in good spirits. She quickly finishes her food and is like,
before she runs off, after she says she's not into singing for money, I go, in all honesty, you don't have to sing with him. That's not even part of the deal. I just figured he would be useful to us in the guild if we're going to do anything. Having a bard could be useful for helping sales if we decide to craft our own goods. I know the doofus is trying to craft, and I'm learning enchanting. So I was having somebody who owes us that can, you know, do stuff like that is always useful.
She replies, she like pauses and then like before she stays there, she's like, all right, if you put it that way, as long as he doesn't have expectations that him and I are gonna be traveling.
Well, he hasn't agreed whether or not he's gonna be coming yet or not anyway. So when he comes to speak to me in the morning, I'll make sure he knows that you have not decided to be a group with him, and his coming to Brockhart isn't dependent on that. It's more just me inviting him, less you. Would that be okay?
Yes, that would be much better.
Okay, well, then it's settled.
Alright, so yeah, you guys finish your breakfast. What would you like to do after that?
Wake up Donnie Danger so he can sell his iron and we can go. I summon a rainstorm in his bedroom.
You do that. Donnie Danger, you wake up with a rain coming all upon your head and body.
I flop and I flounder off of my bed. Oh, Jesus! What did I drink last night? Am I outside?
You do that. I'm all out of drink.
Oh, no. You're in a worse condition than Donnie.
Yeah, so you don't feel good. Safe to say, but you're awake now, and you're like, I don't know what time it is, but I should go, see what everyone's doing.
I make my way down. Oh, why was it raining in the middle of a room? More importantly, maybe I should get something to eat, put something in my stomach. Where is everybody?
You're good. You just need a little more hiccup in your...
Yeah. Okay, guys. Where is everyone?
So, no, Faith, are you guys just chilling at the table waiting for him?
Yep.
Alright. So, Donnie, you go down there and you're like, and you see them sitting at the table.
Good morning, guys. Is this anything good to eat?
Gruel.
Gruel? Alright, I'll take some gruel. It wasn't raining in your rooms, by the way, was it?
No. Are you sure you're okay?
No, I'm fine. Great, actually. The people of this city recognize a hero when they see one. So, okay, recognition always is the best remedy for any hangover. So, yeah, I'll eat some gruel, drop off this ore, and make a killing. Or a mining.
I was going to say, if you attack anybody in this town again...
I don't think I feel good enough to attack anyone. I mean...
That's fair.
If he wants to give me a raw deal, I guess I'll just have to put up with it.
Alright.
I really went out of my way for him. So let me take out this ore and see if that guy's willing to be as generous as I'm hoping. I eat my gruel, and I prepare to deliver the ore.
You do that. At this point, can we take a break and so I can get a drink and use the bathroom?
It's actually getting, like, super late for me as well, so...
Oh, so you just want to call it here?
Yeah, I was wondering if we could call it.
Lame!
Old. Leave me alone.
Loser!
Bite me.
What is that? The, Ace Ventura? Hello there! Please tell me you visualized that when I said it.
Yeah. Loser! Yeah, I can't even.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah, we can call it. Let me do a recap then. Or I send off. So we're gonna call it there for tonight. Will Donnie get as much as he thinks for the ore? And will the adventurers make it unscathed back to Brockhart? What's waiting for them at Brockhart? We'll find this out next week.